Eddie, first and foremost, you just completed the lap of a pitch, the appreciation from the players to the fans and vice versa. You can see what it meant to everybody to what you've achieved this season.
The Bournemouth fans have been absolutely superb this year. And that was a really touching moment for the majority of the crowd to stay and clap us off and to show the appreciation to the players who have given everything this season. So on both sides, I think it was a really nice moment.
And from that, to have got something from the game, I guess, makes that lap of appreciation seem a bit easier, because if you'd lost the game, it would have been tougher, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, there's a huge part of me that's very, I've got to choose my words carefully, disappointed, whatever, the emotions of the game, because I thought we could have done better. We showed good character to come back. They're the type of team that you don't want to go 1-0 down to. And with how they defend, they're very resolute. They don't give them any chances the way Tony's teams never do. So we knew we had it all on from that moment. And, you know, thankfully one fell for us. But it was a much improved second half performance.
It wouldn't be a surprise to know that all four of their away wins this season have been 1-0. So when they got that one up and started to look solid, it was trying to find the right formula to get through them.
Yeah, that's right. As I say, they're very well organised. They're disciplined. They're dogged. They're hard to score against. It's a hallmark of his teams, and they got the goal up, and that was the disappointing thing from our perspective, because I hope we had started brightly, but you know we keep kicking ourselves in whatever you call it, because we keep going 1-0 down early in games, and at this level it's so difficult to come back.
How avoidable was the goal you gave away?
Avoidable on many different levels. I mean, I was more disappointed not so much with Arta's kick, more with the cross and the finish, the free header inside the box. You can't do that against good strikers.
Arta then played a leading role later in the half, because the game looked a long way back if that goes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't think, never say never, but it's tough. One goal to chase against West Brom, yet alone two. So it was a key moment in the game, a great save from Arta, and well defended on the rebound. And then that lifted the crowd as well, and I think that did have an impact in our performance second half.
Many times this season you've made a change on the hour mark when you've been looking to freshen things up. They're not too bad options to have on the bench, the two guys you managed to bring on.
They're great options, aren't they, to bring on? And I thought all three players that came on made a big difference. Callum and Kingy instantly hit the ground running, and Matty obviously scored the goal. So we changed system as well when chasing the game, so that gives us food for thought.
We haven't used the long throw that many times this season, but against a team who would play that sort of way, Steve Cook like a bit in the gym. It looked like a bit more distance on that.
It's amazing, isn't it? A team that play for those types of things, we score against them with it. You wouldn't associate with us, especially when the size of their squad and the size of their team, but and the smallest player on the pitch probably scores the header as well. It's a bizarre sequence of events.
You can see Matt Ritchie sneaking through their legs to get the header at the end. They hit the post at the end, of course, as well. To be fair, they still tried to nick a winner as well. But was a draw probably a fair reflection for you, or did you feel you should have got more?
I think a draw was a fair reflection. I've got no problem saying that. I thought we had a lot of possession but didn't do enough with it. They had no possession but looked dangerous on the break. So, yeah, I thought both teams were trying to win. I think that was a good thing.
Yeah, you said you didn't want the season to end with a whimper here in terms of results. So you've avoided that by not losing today.
I thought it was really important we didn't lose today in the bigger scheme of things. You know, no team wants to get used to losing, and mentally it can be difficult to get out of that moment. Now, we've had some tough fixtures. Today was a game we wanted to win. We didn't. We now go to Manchester United and want to finish the season off well.
It's not a bad place and not a bad way to bring the curtain down, is it, Old Trafford? What a day that will be for you.
Be a great day. I think a game that everyone's looking forward to. Thankfully, we have no pressure of the result on us, but we, like we said, with all the games that we've had lately, we want to produce a better performance.
Just finally, Simon Francis picked up four Player of the Year trophies before the game. Just give us your thoughts on his deserving of those awards.
I think he's been magnificent this year. I really do. He's taken his game onto another level. He's played in two positions. He's led the team through Tommy's injury, and I think he's barely put a foot wrong. Been so pleased with him, how he's handled the step up in level.